こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、昨年細菌に感染したネバダ州の70歳女性患者が投与された抗生物質26種類すべてが効かずそのまま亡くなったケースに関して CDC が報告書を公表しました。女性はインドに滞在していた時に大腿骨骨折しており、その際に肺炎杆菌と呼ばれる常在菌に感染し、それが骨に入り込んで全身に広がったとみられています。全種類の抗生物質を使っても効果がなかったことについて CDC は、抗生物質が効かない細菌、いわゆるスーパーバグがインドで増加しており、医療従事者に注意を呼びかけています。
The CDC has released a report detailing a medical case last year in which a 70-year-old woman in Nevada died from a bacterial infection after being prescribed all 26 varieties of antibiotics, none of which were effective. The woman had been staying in India when she broke her femur, and an infection of Klebsiella pneumonia entered her bone and spread to the rest of her body. After all available prescription antibiotics failed to treat her,The CDC indicated that antibiotic-resistant superbugs are spreading in India and issued a warning to healthcare providers.
そう、抗生物質が効かない菌が増えているというのは前から言われていて、最近だと性病の淋病、gonorrhea、が薬が効かないから恐ろしいねっていう話とかがニュースになっていたりするんだけど、抗生物質は人類が過去70年間使ってきていて、その間に耐性を得てしまった細菌が出てきたよという話だよね。で、この女性みたいになってしまうケース、抗生物質が効かない細菌に感染するケースがアメリカだけで年間200万人いて、死亡者だと2万3000人、これが今後増える可能性がありますという。
Did they elaborate at all why it is spreading in India?
Nope.
I guess it'd be safe to assume that that doctors prescribing antibiotics in India are not following the proper protocols, and or perhaps patients aren't. But you know how, like, if you don't finish your course of antibiotics, then you only leave the strong ones.
So.
And those mutate, and we just keep doing this until, they win.
So, それは多分結構やってる人が多くて、まあ二つ、その抗生物質が効かないもの、ウイルスとかの時に抗生物質をとりあえず飲んじゃってる人ももちろんいるし、今マイケルが言ったみたいに、細菌に感染した時に抗生物質を例えば7日間処方されて3日だけ飲んでやめちゃうとか。
Yeah.
すると、その細菌はその抗生物質への耐性をつけてしまうから。
We kind of assume that our bodies are going to kill it off and it's fine. But that doesn't seem to be happening. So.
一応 CDC のサイトに行くと、こういうスーパーバグを防ぐためにどうしたらいいかみたいなのは書いてあって、もう単純に手洗いとか、きれいな水、とか STD にかからないようにしましょうみたいなものから、
so、we don't have an answer.
それから、まあ、その無駄に抗生物質を飲まないようにしてくださいとか、前に多分抗生物質の話をうちの番組で数年前にして、その何でもかんでも抗生物質を飲みたがる患者さんもいれば、もう安心するから、あの、まっすぐ抗生物質をそれに対して出すお医者さんもいるよねっていう話をして、その時何人かお医者さんから返事が来て、それは本当にそうだみたいな、ただとりあえず抗生物質をくれと言って効かない患者さんがいるから、もうそういう時は出すこともあるって言ってる人もいた。
Well, there's a conflict of interest too. Doctors don't get paid more for prescribing less antibiotics. That's not how it works. So the systemdoesn't work, the recommendations that we have to help ameliorate this problem don't seem effective, and there doesn't seem to be any sort of coordinated global effort that has been effective in turning this thing around. And I think when it, you know, when it really becomes a problem, it's really going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
その風邪かなって思った時、それが単なる何風邪なのか、溶連菌とかなのかって分かんないもんね。
Well, if you go to the doctor in Japan, I mean, the only diagnosis I've ever received in my life in Japan is 風邪 for everything.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter if it's the flu or you're told kind of the same thing.
そうだね。まあ、インフルエンザの時はちょっと違うけどね。鼻に刺して、
yeah,
一応ちゃんと検査があって、タミフル出されてみたいな。ただ風邪の時は確かにとりあえずで抗生物質出してそれを飲む人も多いから怖いよね。でも抗生物質だって26種類だよ全部。
Is that really all of them?
あの種類としては100種類とかあるみたいなんだけど後発のものとかも入れてだと思う。だからアメリカで現在処方されているもので言うとこの26種類って書いてあった。
Wasn't there some Japanese kid that like figured out a new antibiotic? Like literally a kid.
I don't know.
I can't remember when I heard about that. But it's another reason why maybe we shouldn't be bulldozing all the jungles and stuff. We might need something in there, you know, in the future.
次、ポルノサイト大手ポーンハブが2016年の1年間に視聴された AV 動画は合計919億本で時間にして52万年分であったと発表しました。サイトを訪れた回数トップ5は1位から順にアメリカ、イギリス、カナダ、インド、日本でした。人気検索ワードトップ5はレズビアン、義理の母、ミルフ、まあ人妻みたいな感じね、ティーン、義理の妹でした。日本の人気検索ワードトップ3は日本人、日本のティーン、日本の素人でトップ10入りしたすべての検索ワードでジャパニーズと限定されていました。人気カテゴリーは国によって差があり例えば日本のトップ3は変態、ティーン、素人なのに対しフランスではアナル、熟女、レズビアンでした。
According to major porn website Pornhub,A total of 91.9 billion pornos were viewed last year, an equivalent of 520,000 years of porn time. The top five countries with the most visits were the United States, UK, Canada, India, and Japan. The top five search terms were lesbian, stepmom, MILF, teen, and stepsister. The top three search terms in Japan specifically were Japanese, Japanese teen, and beautiful Japanese.And all top 10 search terms in Japan contain the word Japanese.
It's not beautiful Japanese. It's Japanese amateur.
Oh, was it Japanese? Okay.
Yeah.
Japanese amateur. Categories varied in popularity by country. In Japan, the top three were hentai, teen, and amateur. In France, for example, the top three categories were anal, mature, and lesbian.
So, 919億本ということは
Is that correct?
What is?
91.9 billion pornos?
Yes.
Hmm.
Which means, 地球上、お年寄りから子供含めて全ての人口で割ると1人当たり 12.5 本見ている計算になるって書いてあった。
Being watched by what percentage of the population?
I have no idea.で面白いのはやっぱり日本の検索ワードは全部ジャパニーズっていうのがついていてティーンとか素人の他にもジャパニーズワイフ、ジャパニーズボーイ、ジャパニーズマッサージとか、
うん、
唯一ジャパニーズがついてなかったのは変態と MMD。 私は MMD を知らなかったのでググらなきゃいけなかったんだけどミクミクダンスのことだって初音ミクのをなんか踊らせることができるソフトみたいなやつよくわかんない、
huh.
多分初音ミクの ポルノみたいな。
Oh. How old is 初音ミク？
知らない。初音ミクって確かにね未成年じゃないのかな。
How tall is 初音ミク？
知らないよ初音ミクエキスパートに聞いて
、hmm.
そう、国籍が限定されてるっていうのは、まあ、日本だけじゃなくて他の国でもちょっとはあるのね、
うん、
まあ、言語の問題もあるし French とか German とか、ただここまで検索ワード全てで国籍を限定してるのは日本人だけだった、
うん、Well, if you watch, you know, German porn, you can't understand what they're saying.
Right.
That's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. 言語の問題なのかな。でも日本の AV ってちょっと特殊じゃん。
Yeah.
うん。だからそういうのが好きな人は、例えば変な話、イギリスの AV とアメリカの AV ってそんなに違わないけど。
Really?
日本の AV って。
I thought American porn is way more hardcore than British porn.
No, I mean like 女の子の感じとか、わかる。
Oh.
日本は全然違うじゃん。
Hmm.
あとすごく若く見えるとか、
うん、
そういうことかなと思ったけど、
It's crazy how popular、I mean these this is all stuff that's like、traditionally forbidden in our society.
そう、
Lesbianism、stepmoms, MILFs、teenagers, stepsisters. I mean none of these are like legal、
うん、聖書的に言うと全員地獄に落ちる対象だよね。
Yeah.
義理の母とか義理の妹っていうのはさ、それが検索ワードトップ5に入ってるのはすごく不思議、mm. そんなみんなこういうシチュエーションに憧れ、その
義理の top 5 of everything anything
そうそう
you can imagine any kind of relationship possible、
うん、逆に threesome とかは入ってないんだと思った、トップには。
Well they may just goto stepmom and then scroll down to threesome there. Like, they want、yeah. threesomes, but they've got to have stepmoms in them.
不思議すぎる。Stepsister とかどういうシチュエーションだよって感じ。
Stepbrother is not listed.
No.
Most of the people searching lesbian are male?
わかんない。その内訳は書いてなかったから。まあ、レズビアンはでも男女共に検索する可能性もちろんあるからね。ただ義理の母とかってなるとちょっと女性が検索してるのあんまり想像できないけど、義理の妹とか。
What's amateur about too?
Amateur はだからめちゃくちゃ演技してますみたいなじゃないやつ。
All these hipsters watching porn. Oh, you watch professionals? You're so lame.
I watch amateur ones.
Oh, so you're a porn hipster.
I think it's already mainstream that it's not even hipster.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
But still, it's not the produced, polished,
そうそう。こう台本があって、
porn. It's like somebody's video off of somebody's laptop that you're not supposed to see or something.
そう、実際はまあお金もらって撮ってるんだろうけど、そういうふうに見えない従来の台本があってストーリーがあって下手くそな演技があってみたいなのがないやつの方が個人的には好きだし、それがランキングの上に入ってるっていうのは個人的には納得、
うん、
なんか嫌じゃない、すごい偽物のおっぱい丸出しのすごいポルノスターみたいなお姉さんが出てきて、絶対に30歳ぐらいなのに女子高生の役やってるとかさ、
うん、
あんまり嬉しくない。
Yeah.
で台本そのまんまのすごいチーズィーなセリフがあってとか。
There is a sort of a polished formal archetype for porn. It's fake tits, fake ass, tan. I guess maybe tans might be on the way out. But they want that weird like soft focus. Can't. There's like a whole cinematography.Of porn now.、
Mm.
You know, like the way they like set up angles and like people are having sex in ways that are not the way that feels good for them, but it's actually for.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can like see as much as possible.
So, そういうのは嫌なの。私はね。なんかビジネス的な感じがするじゃん。
It's a transaction.
うん、だったら本物のカップルがお金を得るためにウェブキャムで撮ったやつとかの方が、 見てて、
Well, people are going, the true porn hipsters are, don't even mess with the amateur stuff. They go straight to the webcam, the live webcam things. It's got to be real time. They don't even want it to be pre-prepared. They don't want people to have seen it before they've seen it. They're the first ones seeing this. It's live.
And
maybe that's the future of this whole... It's weird because the webcam thing, there's this whole... there is actual interaction between people watching. I've seen it. I haven't paid money or said anything.
録画してあるやつを見たことあるってこと?
No, it was live.
Oh.
Well, it was live, but I didn't have an account. I didn't pay money. I didn't have a membership. I heard Redban talking about this website like years ago called My Free Cams. I don't know if it still exists.
あ、じゃあ見れるけど参加はできないってこと?
Yeah. Well, it's like there's people in chat rooms and I guess they've paid money or have a membership and so they have a certain number of tokens or some kind of currency on the chat site and so they can gift tokens to people that are on a webcam and you can give them tokens and ask them to like take clothes off or most of them do like private shows so a lot of the webcam girls actually won't get naked unless you pay money in the chat room you have to actually pay through the chat room
right
and then there's like a private session
okay
where they do a private show with people and get more tokens I think that's how it works
その interaction めんどくさいよねちょっと
Well, people do a lot of mendokusai stuff to get off.
I guess. Like, porn の方が簡単じゃない?もうできてるから。
Yeah, but it's like, you know, there's probably more authenticity to it. The same way there's more authenticity to amateur versus, you know, the pro thing, then there's more authenticity to, like, some girl on a webcam, she's a real person, she's there.
Yeah.
Versus like you're watching some dimly lit sex video from someone's living room recorded like 4 years ago.
But to me, it's like their sex is real because they're a real couple. This girl, in the meantime, taking clothes off for you for money, like she doesn't give a fuck about you. She just wants the token or whatever.
Yeah, right? But you just lie to yourself about that part.Duh.
そうなんだ
I guess I don't know
最近はねあの日本も女性用 AV とか、よくあるらしいよ
Yeah? What is it like?
メディアの人と話してるとたまにその話聞くけど
Oh, you haven't indulged?
No 私別に女性用のじゃなくてもいいもん、なんか女性用のやつは男性にちょっとフォーカスを置いてるっていうかアイドルみたいな、イケメンの男性が出てきて、誰々くんがかっこいいみたいなことらしいよ、日本は
That seems so late I mean people have been fawning over these little you know Johnny's characters forever
そうそうそう
How come that hasn't been a theme in pornography
今だからユニットとかあるみたい男の子何人組か忘れちゃったけど5人組みたいな、でそれぞれ誰がかっこいいとかちょっとこの子はこの俳優に似てるとか、あるらしいよ
That happens It's like who was that Alaskan politician the she said she could like see Hawaii from
Palin
her. Yeah Sarah Palin
Sarah Palin
Yeah when she was in the news then the pornsearch terms all shift to Sarah Palin porn. It's like anytime a woman becomes popular, they become like a porn.
このポーンハブのデータでアメリカの選挙の後ドナルド・トランプの検索が一気にガッて上がったって書いてある
Oh, and I think there's a lot of Melania. Is it Melania?
あと、まあ、娘とかも結構みんな検索してたっていうけど。
And then every porn star that looks even remotely like these people is getting all the makeup and stuff and、
まあ、
role playing.
イヴァンカとかはわかるけど、ドナルド・トランプで検索してる人たちのモチベーションがわからない。私には。前ピカチュウとかあったよね。多分番組で話したけど。Hmm.ピカチュウの方がまだわかる気がしてくるもん、ドナルド・トランプより。
There's not that much robot porn, huh?
ロボット、
There's not that much robot porn, but there's like way more...
初音ミクみたいなのはあるじゃん、
hmm.
そう、3D みたいな。
I think there was like... People have done that with female characters from video games, like the naked AI from Halo. I think she's in some...
なんだっけ、CGI、Overwatch っていうゲームがある、
What's that?
Overwatch っていうゲームがあるらしくて、それのキャラクターのポーンがめちゃくちゃネットで配信されていて、Pornhub でもそれがあの検索数が増えた度合いランキングではダントツの1位って書いてあった。なんかセクシーなキャラクターが出てくるんじゃない？
That's so weird. We watch naked humans, but we don't permit ourselves to be naked around each other ever. Mm. But we're always watching. I mean, 90 billion? Wait, how much time was it?
500?
that's like the...
人類全体で52万年分の時間を1年間に AV に使っている。
Yeah, I mean, human history...is, you know, maybe 12,000 years or so, right? And we've recorded 520,000 years of porn in 1 year.
実際の人間じゃないものに対するセクシャルなのってどう思う？そのゲームのキャラとか、ピカチュウとか、My Little Pony とかもすごいじゃん。
Well, people have had weird relationships with animals.
そうそう。
That definitely happens.
そうだね。
I saw this weird documentary. There's like some kid in some Southeast Asian country that keeps having sex with the pet chicken.
What?
Yeah. And
who's having sex with pet chicken? What?
This like...12-year-old boy keeps having sex with his pet chicken, and the mom keeps getting mad at him for having sex with the chicken. It was like this. I don't even remember where that came from, but there was like this whole documentary about this kid's relationship with his chicken and how the mom can't stand it. It's getting out of hand. This chicken thing.
不思議だね。まあ、世の中いろんな人がいるよね。この国別のカテゴリー出てるからちょっとみんな見てみてほしいんだけど、差があって面白いよ。
Are they not doing virtual or VR porn on Pornhub yet?
I don't know.
They gotta be, right?
どうだろうね。メンバー
The demand for VR porn right now is beyond measurement. But I don't see any...Real, I mean, we have a lot of people have VR headsets now. It's got people got to be doing it, right? Like all over the place. この
データによると、その一人がポーンハブに訪れてそこに留まり続ける時間は平均9分なのね。結構短いじゃん。って考えると、
And you spend probably most of that 9分
searching,
going through videos. Nah.
って考えると。あのこうヘッドセットをわざわざはめてみたいな、それもちょっとめんどくさいような気もする。
It's worth it.
あ、そう。
Of course it's worth it.
でも確かに前言ったじゃん、私あのエロい VR の展示会みたいの行った時、
The one that they shut down because there were too many people.
そう。その時に本当に簡易的な携帯につけるやつも試したの。で 女の子が3人ぐらい自分の裸の体に群がってるみたいな状態で、
うん、
女の子がこっちを見た時の目線が合ってる感覚はやっぱりただスクリーンを見るだけでは味わえない。あ、今この子と目が合ってるっていうリアルな感覚はあった。確かに。
Yeah, so you can buy those、smartphone VR headset things on Amazon or、
mm.
wherever for like 1,500 yen or something, right?、
Mm.
Now they're so cheap now、
mm.
and you can just pop your phone into it and watch VR porn now, right?、
Mm.
So I could do that like tomorrow. I mean, anyone listening.
Well, I don't know if they have it.
Oh, on the phone?
Available.
Hmm.
It was at the trade show, so that's why they had it. But I don't know if, I don't know how available these are to 普通の人。
Hmm.
でも、どうかな?私、なんか面倒くさくない?
Did you see the, what's that little Japanese girl that rock climbs? What's her name?
Huh?
The little rock climbing girl?
知らない。
She's amazing.
Okay.
Can't remember her name.
え、なんで急に?
Shiraishi Ashima.
Okay. She,
they put up a video of her a few days ago where it was like 360-degree.
Ah.
And she was like rock climbing on some island or something.
Ah, okay.
And...It was amazing.、
Hmm.
I couldn't believe it. It was just, it was like in my Facebook or something. And it was just working.、
Mm.
And you just, I just turned my phone sideways and I started looking around. It, the 360 video thing is almost like you're looking through the phone.、
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? More、mm. than like VR. But, I mean...
え、初めて見たの360度ビデオ Facebook?
They haven't been that good, usually.
え、めっちゃいっぱいあるじゃん、今。すごいやつ。
Good ones?
うん。
This one was really good.
本当ここ半年ぐらいだよね、でも。
Yeah, they've been doing it. Yeah.
その場にいるみたいな。
But there's just to see something like that from that person's eyes is crazy.
そうだね。
You know, because I mean, I go rock climbing, but I'm terrible. But to see it from like her perspective, I can just see how good she is. Just like holy shit, like this is just.Because you can, so if you were going to learn rock climbing, for example, you can watch someone do it and then you can try to do it, right?
Right.
Alternatively, you can look through their perspective、
mm.
and see their hands up close、mm. and watch
そうだね。
the whole sequence like
あ、こういう時はこれを掴むんだみたいなね。
Yeah, it's, yeah. I think for learning shit, it's、mm. just...It was amazing. I was just like re-watching. I'm like, okay, what、yeah. did she do here? Okay. And it's like, it's different.
スポーツとかもそうだもんね。こうサッカーとかバレーボールとかも見てから自分で実際やった方が。
Yeah. And you can see where people are looking and kind of、mm. see what's going on in a different way. Like if you saw、PKs from like Honda's perspective,、
mm.
You might learn something.
Yeah.
You know? It's cool.
次。グリーンピースは企業の再生可能エネルギーの利用状況に関する調査報告書を発表し、ネットフリックス、Hulu、Amazon は再生可能エネルギーへの投資が遅れていると指摘しました。特に Amazon に関しては、再生可能エネルギー利用に関して透明性が低く、またバージニア州など石炭火力発電に頼っている地域でもビジネスを拡大しているとして批判されています。またネットフリックスは北米のトラフィックの3分の1を占めているにもかかわらず再生可能エネルギーの利用や直接投資を行わずにカーボンオフセットやグリーン電力証書に頼っているとして D 判定となっています。一方アップル、グーグル、フェイスブック、スイッチは 100% 再生可能エネルギーに切り替えるための大幅な施策が取られており、クリーンな電力を使っている割合はアップルで 83%、Facebook は 67%、Google は 56%、Switch は 100% でした。インターネット企業の 20% が 100% 再生可能エネルギーへの切り替えを目指している中、ネイバー、アリババ、バイドゥなどアジアの企業は遅れを取っています。
Greenpeace has released a report on renewable energy use by corporations. The report indicates that Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon are lagging behind in their investments in renewable energy. The report was critical of Amazon in particular due to their low transparency in terms of energy use, in addition to their expansion of operations in places like Virginia with a high dependency on coal-fired power plants. On the other hand, companies like Apple, Google, Facebook, and Switch have taken strong measures to transition to alternative energy. Currently, renewable energy use is at 83% for Apple, 67% for Facebook, 56% for Google, and 100% for Switch. According to the report, some 20% of internet companies are aiming at 100% renewable energy. However, Naver, Alibaba, Baidu, and other Asian companies are well behind.
そう、スイッチはデータセンターの会社らしいんだけど、ネットフリックスが北米のトラフィックの3分の1ってすごくない？どんだけみんなネットフリックス見てんだっていう。さすが Netflix and chill って言われるだけありますねと思った。
I think I forgot to mention that part. But yeah, they were rated a D in terms of their carbon offset.
そう。
Mm.
そう、こういうふうにでも企業の選び方の一つとして、どこの企業のサービスを使うかなっていう時に、環境問題に対してどういう対策を取っているかで選ぶっていうのも今後は増えてくるのかなと思う。
Well, I think in terms of, I mean, this is one way to evaluate these companies, but in terms of a more holistic, evaluation of their effect on the economy, I think all of these companies, Hulu, Netflix, Google, Facebook, Apple, I mean, they have made a tremendous difference in reducing the amount of resources required to accomplish things. And like Netflix, we're not shipping videotapes around. We're not even making DVDs. We're not making the discs. We're not making and storing and shipping and making buildings and all that shit. So, in terms of the greater picture, I think all of these companies have done amazing things as far as innovating.
Right.
Yeah, innovating things that would otherwise consume a lot of materials and resources, yeah.
そうね、映画とか特にね、昔で考えるとプラスチックのケースに入っていて、DVD のディスクがあって、それがビニールで包まれていて、
That was put there by a person who carried it from a truck.
Yeah.
You know, and the truck drove.
輸送があって、
materials were pressed into, I mean, it's a bunch of stuff compared to just sending electrons.
会員証とかもあるしね。
Yeah.
ツタヤのみたいな。それもプラスチックでできていてとかがあるから確かにそれが何もないっていうのは素晴らしい。
I went to Big Camera the other day to look at 掃除機 and I realized like I mean you go there and you see stuff right? And what does everyone do? Then they look up the price online and then they leave right?
I mean
so I just imagine that there was this pattern of people that would come into Denki-ya-san and then there's the, you know, some teens there like talking to them. And then somebody says the word, you know, Amazon or one of these, you know, websites and then they leave.
Hmm.
You know, that's got to be what's happening over and over at these stores.
Yeah.
And it made me think about, you know, what are these stores really starting to do? Or what will they be doing in the future?
Hmm.
I mean, pretty soon Amazon is going to have to build a physical store and they won't sell anything there. It will just have one example of each product on Amazon. So if you wanted to see something in person, they don't have to store, you know, 300, 400, 2,000 units of something. They just need one of each thing. And you would go there just to see it. And then it would be shipped to your house.
They already have plans to make actual stores, right?
Oh, they do?
Hmm.
Will they actually sell things at the stores?
So, ただ、そう、Amazon だったと思う。
I think that's a bad idea.
でも会計しなくていいのだから。
Hmm.
その持ってっちゃっていい。
Hmm. But see, now you have to send a new thing to that store. See, if you just have one example of everything and you don't actually sell any of the objects, you need a lot less space to make it work.
Right.
And then you can put it in a much more population dense area. So that now you need a lot less of them. And it's just here's shit we have on Amazon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the price difference in most things that you would buy at Denkyasan versus online, it can be anywhere between, you know, 2,000 yen and, you know, 5,000 yen, or it's pretty significant. And it's pretty much everything. So
まあその会計しなくていいのも面白いなと思ったけどね。確かにそのリソースを減らすっていう意味では普通の店と変わらないけど。
Can you imagine if all the stores were gone? Because on the way home from this Denkyasan, I was like looking around at all the places that sell stuff.
Yeah.
And what if society just eventually got all of that space back? Because everyone just buys everything online, we are slowly getting all this space back, right? It's becoming other things. Either experiences or services or restaurants, but buildings that sell you widgets, I think, are kind of on the way out.
I was just thinking, そのお店があって、そこに例えば歩いていくなり自転車なり電車で行く人がいて買って帰るのと、全員がアマゾンで頼んで配達しなくちゃいけないのだと、Which is more efficient?
It's more efficient. One of the reasons why I ordered what I got on Amazon instead of bought it at that place is that I didn't want to carry it.
I mean, no, but that's efficient one... as in like for the environment.
Oh, it's way more efficient for Amazon to do it their way. Buying stuff at a store doesn't make sense. It's not efficient. You need the store. You need employees at the store. I mean, it's completely out of control. It's the same thing as... It's similar to Netflix versus, you know, Blockbuster. When Netflix used to send you the DVD. You know what I mean?
Right.
Store locations are going away. I mean, just like everything else, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google じゃないや。Uber Eats 試してさ、感動してマイケルにメールしたけど、あれもすごい効率いいよね。要はデリバリーしてる人は自分で自転車かバイクを用意しなくちゃいけなくて、なので店舗はそういう乗り物を確保する必要がまずないし、でデリバリーしてる人はどっかの店舗に配達後戻らなきゃいけないわけじゃないから、例えば恵比寿から品川までデリバリーしたら、また品川の近くで食べ物を取ってまた違うお客さんに運べばいいっていう。すごいよね。
Yeah, it's just software. I mean, really, we could have done that a long time ago if you think about it.
まあ、デリバリー結構他の国はすごい多いじゃん。ヨーロッパとかめちゃくちゃ多いし、フランスとか。私の友達まさにフランスでデリバリーの仕事してんだけど、自転車のやつ。香港に住んでる友達とかも結構前から使ってて、デリバリーは。
Well, the main thing about Uber Eats is that places that don't deliver can deliver without doing anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything. They just make it.
しかもめっちゃ早く来る。
It's fast.
びっくりした。
Because if you have to send one of your employees to ship stuff,
now
making food gets slower.
Yeah.
Right? Or so you might have them finish make something and then take the food. Well, now it's delayed.
Or you just have to employ more people.
Well,
but you don't
but
have
people
to do
don't
that.
Do that. Right. So it's smart. It's just really good software. And that kind of concept can be applied to a ton of stuff. There's a bunch of other stuff that can be improved, just like delivery was by Uber Eats.
そう、しかもそのお店の人じゃない人なわけじゃん。そのデリバリーのお兄さんって。で別にその人にお金払うわけじゃないし、ただご飯を届けに来てくれた人みたいな感じで、なんか不思議な関係というか、ありがとうって思う。
Yeah, thank you. I'm lazy.
そう。
I'm so lazy. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
超ありがとうみたいな。でこう届けてくれた人の名前も出るじゃん、顔写真と。Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. それも面白いし。
Well, that's part of their system of、just maintaining、just good compliance of their employees. You know, the, there's a rating system in there. After you order something,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you just hit, you know, 5 stars or whatever it is. And that's part of what has made, you know, Amazon so successful. Reviews.Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Or like Yelp or any of these things. Like,
yeah. I mean, with other clothing websites and stuff, I still use the review function. But with Amazon.
You don't read the reviews on Amazon?
I do, but なんか全然参考にならないのがめちゃくちゃ多いし、よくあるのは自分のせいなのに星一つにするみたいな。私は勘違いで買ったんだけど、
yeah,
全然違ったから星一つみたいな人が結構いて、
Just ignore those.
でもそれが星にも反映されるじゃん。
Yeah.
だから、so. いや、なレビューの書き方も間違ってる。
I don't think they're weighted the same, you know. So
what do you mean? They are.
One star? You think it's weighted、yeah. the same as?
だって Amazon is not reading those.It's automatic, right?
Well, so. You know how, like, for example, if you go on IMDb or something and you give a movie 1 star out of 10, it's 1 star out of 10, but 1 stars out of 10 count less. They're weighted differently.
No, what I mean is, like, その理由がさ、legitimate な理由じゃない場合でも、
yeah,
星にはカウントされてるじゃん。だから。Yeah.であれこの人すごい低い星つけてる、なんでなんか問題があるのかなって思って読まなきゃいけないじゃんこっちは、その時に自分のせいですけどみたいな人が結構いて、そうすると、おいって思う、で読んだ損じゃんみたいな、
yeah.
あとこうでたまにすごい客観的に分かりやすく書いてくれてる人もいるけど、感情的な人も結構多いし、この間最近リビルドでもね、なんかレビューの話してて、レビューもういらなくねみたいな話になってた。
What? I love reviews.
ものによるよね。
It's my
ホテルとか旅館もレビューすごい読むけど、
mm-hmm.
なんかどんな素晴らしい場所でもすっごいいっぱい文句書く人もいるし、あんまりなんか、
hmm. I mean...You'd rather have it than not have it, yeah. I don't know if there are reviews on Uber Eats. I think they're actually using the rating system just as a way to evaluate their employees more efficiently.
Yeah, Uber Eats is a different thing. Or like Uber. Well, まあ、どういう人かとかさ、まあ、安心して乗れるかとか、星のシステムは、まあ、あれは助かるけど、じゃなくて商品とか、サービス系はなんかちょっと微妙な気がする。本とかもね、よく言われたもん。
I think it's you. I think the reviews are fine.
いや、私結構読むからこそ、いや、がっかりすることの方が多い。全然本質がわかんない。だから、例えばホテル探してる時とかあるじゃん。で、あるサイトでレビュー見てて、悪いこと書いてあるとするじゃん。これから泊まろうかなって考えてるところで。そしたら自分が過去に泊まったことがあるホテルで素晴らしい買ったと思うところを逆に検索して、そこで悪いこと言ってる人を探す、そうすると、あんな素晴らしいとこでもこんな文句言う人がいるんだみたいな、だったらこっちの悪いレビューもあんまり聞かなくていいのかなとか、
well,
なんか結構めんどくさい。
There's shitty reviews. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable like going through it and just filtering stuff out.
But you read it. You read reviews in English, right? Mostly.
I read like reviews it's quite in different Japanese mostly because I'm on
really?
Amazon.
Because I feel like in Japanese and in English, it's quite different.
Japanese people are much more komakai and they'll upload pictures and they'll give you like dimensions and stuff if the manufacturer doesn't provide
You're it. You're probably talking about like technical stuff, right?
I guess the stuff I buy, stuff. Other yeah. people like me buy.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just talking about myself. But what were you going to say?
なんかその海外ので洋服とかはもっとなんか結構客観的に書いてる人が多い。でも そのケーブルとかは知らないよでも普通のもので日本語のレビューは感情的なのが結構多い印象があって
You remember the I sent you a screenshot of the reviews for that Apple USB-C dongle?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Total garbage みたいなやつ
No, I mean Americans or Westerners generally reviews if it's negative they try to make it funny
そうなの
They always try to make it funny It's always hilarious
Reddit もそうじゃん
Yeah.
あのけなすときに絶対にジョークが入ってるからけなされた方も、mm-hmm. まあなんか笑ってごまかせるみたいなでも日本のって2チャンネルもそうだけどユーモアなく普通にひどいだけみたいなことがみんなじゃないけど多いからギスギスした感じがあるっていうか
Definitely some people are taking it more personally here when,、
yeah.
when a product is bad
yeah, yeah,
It's
yeah.
like this isThis is a tragedy.
そうそうそう。そう。Everyone's so serious. だから、本の感想とかもそうだから、フィクションの本なんてさ、もう主観じゃん。だから好きか嫌いかなんだけど、本当にクリティックよりもクリティックみたいな感じの書き方をするから、読んでても嫌な気持ちになるし、それが本当かどうかも分かんないっていう。
Yeah. There's definitely people that go into a critic mode when they write stuff.It's like yeah. you're just reading it. I'm like, okay, I can tell that you write negative reviews all the time.
Yeah.
次。NASA has announced plans to investigate asteroid 16 Psyche, located in the asteroid belt. The asteroid is estimated to be 253 kilometers across and made almost entirely of metal, nickel and iron. Researchers believe that the object may be the remaining core of a lost planet once the size of Mars.Perhaps providing the unique opportunity to empirically study a planet core. The object was discovered in 1852 by Annabelle de Gasparis. The 16 Psyche mission spacecraft is scheduled to launch in 2023 and will take 7 years to reach Psyche. Upon arrival, the craft will measure the topography, gravity, and magnetic fields, as well as provide visual data.The mission will be part of NASA's $450 million Discovery Program, which also includes the Lucy spacecraft, which will investigate six Trojan asteroids located around the orbit of Jupiter.
NASA は火星と木星の間の小惑星帯に存在する16 Psyche と名付けられた小惑星について調査を開始します。16 Psyche は直径253km で、ほぼ全体がニッケルと鉄でできていると見られています。これはもともと火星ほどの大きさだった惑星の核の部分である可能性があり、実際に惑星の核を観察できる特殊な機械になる可能性があります。この小惑星は1852年にイタリアの天文学者アンニバーレ・デ・ガスパリスが発見したものです。調査のための宇宙船は2023年に地球を飛び立ち、7年間かけて16サイクに到達します。到着後は地形や重力、磁場を計測し、画像データを収集します。このミッションは4億5000万ドルの探査プログラムの一環で、他にも宇宙船ルーシーを打ち上げて、木星の軌道近くにある6つのトロイア小惑星を調査します。これがすごい下世話の話、金額にするとすごいんでしょ?
Well, yeah, supposedly this object, because of the nickel and iron content, if you were to make a valuation of it based on today's market, it would be somewhere around 10 quintillion dollars, which is...
何それ?
10,000 quadrillion dollars, right? Which is like 10 million...
What's that in Japanese?
Trillion dollars.
Quintillion. なんていう単位。ちょっと待って。
Quintillion's getting up there.
Quintillion は日本語で。え、カタカナ。Quintillion って書いてある。あ、百鏡だって。
百鏡。
百鏡。
うん。ドル
今日100強ドル、
yeah.
の価値、
mm-hmm.
金銭的価値。
We forget how insulated or how much of a closed system our economics are. Once we start bringing objects from outside,
そうだね。
the economy doesn't even know what to do with it.
そうだね。
I mean, this is...
今日なんて単位普段聞かないしね。
It would collapse the global market. I mean, it wouldn't because we wouldn't bring it here, but... If we had, if somebody had a Felix the Cat bag with that much metal in it.
Yeah. You know. 今日。今日じゃない、K だった。ごめん。
いや、
今日でもいいんだ。どっちでもいい。
今日でもいいか。What's that about?
だから、10, 100, 1000, 100万, 億, 10億, 兆, 1000兆, K。今日。
Yeah, it's a lot of metal. This is a unique object in our solar system. In other words, there's nothing else that we've seen in our solar system that is similar to this thing. We don't know what it is exactly. They've aimed radar at it, and it's radar albedo, or the amount of radar reflectivity of this object is higher than any other object that we've checked out.
Right.
And that's why they think it's so metallic. It's like a shiny metal thing.
直径253キロの巨大な金属の塊が浮いてるってことだもんね。
Yeah, and soAstronomers are speculating that it is the core of a planet. Possibly, so there's this idea, you know, the asteroid belt. So you have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. And then after Mars is asteroid belt, and then the gas giants, right?
Right.
Mars, asteroid belt, and then Jupiter, Saturn, etc. There should almost be a planet there where the asteroid belt is, right? What are all these pieces floating around here? Right? And there's a space. There's a gap.
Yeah.
The gap between Mars and Jupiter. It's suspicious, right?
残骸ってことか。
So right in the gap, where there's this orbit of debris, we find a floating core, or what appears to be the core of whatever planet used to be there.
Yeah.
And so this could end up being a lot more interesting than we think, because if there was another planet there after Mars, this would be that planet's core. And I'm not sure what we could determine by studying it, but there'd be a lot of data if we go check that thing out. And we may be able to...figure out what it was, or maybe what kind of planet was there, or what destroyed this planet. Were there people on this planet? Were there aliens on this? You know the whole Nibiru? This reminds me of the whole Nibiru story of this planet that, you know, was obliterated, and then there was like this spaceship planet that like come that revisits the inner solar system every 4,000 years or whatever.
それ帰ってきたら地球人が奴隷にされるやつでしょ。 そうね、なんか頭でこうポンポンポンって惑星を並べて、地球があってとか火星木星土星とかでこうバーって並んでて、そのうち一箇所だけ核だけが残ってて、破片がバラバラってなってるわけじゃん、火星と木星の間に。って考えると、その並びの中に地球があって、そこでのんびり今暮らしてることがすごい怖く思えてこない。
Two balls over. That thing was completely smashed to pieces, right?
粉々になってるやつが結構近くに、この並びの中にあって。
Yeah, so we talk about, oh, you know, an asteroid could hit this planet and it could be really bad, and you know, everything, like the dinosaurs got wiped out. And to us, that's kind of the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know, there's only a few really, really bad things that can happen. This planet is hit by a rock and everything dies. The sun blows up. We collide with the Andromeda Galaxy. There's just a few, you know, the aliens land on the White House lawn. there's just a few things like that.
Yeah.
But now we have this question of, wait a second, if there was a planet there and this is that planet's core, what happened to that planet? Maybe it can be a lot worse than things dying, because, you know, our planet has been hit at least 5 or 6 times with major objects, but it has always recovered.
そうだね。
This planet after,
核だけになっちゃってるってことは、何があったんだよっていう。
Whatever is after Mars, that thing, this 16 Psyche.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they classify it as a planet? They're like, it got destroyed, but we're going to give it credit for having once been a planet. And now it's, you know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, 16 Psyche, Jupiter. I mean, that might have been the original lineup.
そうだね。火星とか木星みたいな感じで名前つけなきゃいけなくなるかもしれないよね。
when they discovered this thing, and it's amazing how they discovered it so long ago, 1852, but they were giving these objects symbols, and they, and each, there was like a shorthand. So 16 Psyche is actually a little semicircle. It's a semi, it's a half circle where the bottom half of the circle is cut off.
Okay.
And then there's a little star above it.
え、かわいいね。
That's the official symbol for 16 Psyche.
え、何のためのシンボル?
Well, they thought that there were only a few objects. So they went ahead and gave symbols to all the major objects.
Oh, okay.
And then, I mean, now there's just so much stuff that it doesn't make sense
to
そういうことか。 do that anymore. Yeah, but
it, あ、そうかそうか。見つけたものの総数が少なかったから。
Yeah, they were giving the 15 largest objects symbols.
Right. あ、そういうことか。
And 16 Psyche is one of the largest objects.
へえ。
Also, the name Psyche comes from goddess of the soul. What's interesting to me about this, it's just a coincidence, but this planet or this object named after goddess of the soul happens to be the remaining core of a planet, you know, and that's kind of the notion of what a soul is too.
So
it's like great naming.
そうだね。まあ偶然とはいえ、
it's totally a coincidence, but it's
ロマンチックだよね。
Nailed it.
確かに。
Of all the goddesses, that's the one
そうだね。
you would give to a remaining core, and at the time they didn't know what it was. So.
Right. Yeah. 確かに。
Yeah, it's cool.
ね、23年だから2030年に到着するってことだね。
そう。Yeah, it'll take a while. 次。A captive zebra shark has transitioned from sexual to asexual reproduction, giving birth to 3 baby sharks despite not having contact with a male for 4 years. While it had been speculated that the shark could have been storing sperm from a previous mate, DNA analysis of the offspring confirmed that they were asexually reproduced. Lead researcher Christine Dudgeon stated the following, "It's not a strategy for surviving many generations because it reduces genetic diversity and adaptability. It might be a holding on mechanism. Mom's genes get passed down from female to female until there are males available to mate with. While there have been only 2 other animals recorded switching from sexual to asexual reproduction, an eagle ray and a boa constrictor, researchers are beginning to suspect that it may be more common than we thought."
人間の飼育下にあるトラフザメのメスが、つがいのオスと離れ離れになった4年後に、オスなしで無性生殖し、3匹の赤ちゃんを産んでいたことが分かりました。当初、オスの精子を4年間体内に保管していたのではないかと考えられていましたが、DNA 分析の結果、メスが一人で精子なしで赤ちゃんを作ったことが確認されました。研究を率いたクリスティーン・ダジョン氏は以下のように述べています。無性生殖は遺伝子の多様性や順応性が減るため、これを使って何世代も生き残ろうとする戦略ではなく、中継ぎ的な機能である可能性があります。母親の遺伝子がそのまま娘に受け継がれ、交配できるオスが現れるのを待つのです。無性生殖に切り替えられる生き物はこれまでトビエイとボアコンストリクターと呼ばれるヘビの2種類しか確認されていませんでしたが、 これができる生き物が実はもっと存在する可能性があります。え、ってことはこの3匹の赤ちゃんは全部女の子だったってこと？
Yes, I believe so、
うん、
I mean, I think they're basically
クローンみたいな感じってことか。
Yeah, it's weird, we were just talking about that like last week、
うん、
Cloning yourself and animals do it all the time.
I was like, who would do that?
Who would do that? Yeah, captive zebra sharks.
Zebra shark, yeah.
Is doing that.
オスの精子を4年間体内に保管してたらそれはそれですごいけどね。
Yeah, once 4 years has gone by, it's probably time to just
do
it yourself.
そうだね、もう死んでる。すごいね、でも、あの、性別を変える生き物っているじゃない？ニモとかもそうだけど。周りにあんまりメスがいなくなるとその中のオスがメスになるとか、
mm-hmm.
ただその一人でっていうのはすごいね。こう4年経ってなんかこれあれだよね、水族館みたいなとこなんでしょ。でオスが他のところに移ったんだよね、mm-hmm. でメスだけになっちゃって4年経ってあいつ帰ってこないんだって思ったのかね。あ、このままだと
Yeah, I mean, I guess, apparently, it doesn't happen very often. There have only been a few examples. There are animals that reproduce, that can reproduce asexually, but once they have reproduced sexually, they usually lose that ability. They can't go back from reproducing sexually to asexually again.
Hmm, okay.
So that makes this, this case even more unusual.
そうだね、この子はどっちもやってるんだもんね。もともとなんだっけ、このつがいのオスとだっていっぱい子供作ってたんでしょって書いてあったね。
Well, I think, I mean, it shows that nature conserves...form, nature conserves information and complexity. We've gotten this far. We can't diversify the information anymore because we don't have an available mate to kind of cross-reference that DNA with. So because I'm probably going to die, let me replicate myself and we'll just hang out at this level of development until...
So these zebra sharks, they...これは群れで暮らす生き物じゃないってこと？もともと一人で暮らす生き物なのかな？
I don't know what their behavior is like in a natural setting. But I imagine that they produce sexually most of the time.
この4年間っていう期間も不思議だよね。なぜ4年後なのかっていうかさ。
Yeah, and what is that in fish years? Or shark years?
確かに。しかもそのプロセスが不思議じゃない？例えば人間の生理とかって、まあ、ストレスで遅れたりするとかもちろんあるけど、mm-hmm. 別にこう意識と関係なくホルモンのサイクルで毎月勝手にやってくるじゃない、
mm-hmm.
でもこれはさどういうプロセスなんだろうね。
well,
オスの、
I'm、
オスが発してる、
sure.
フェロモンみたいなものに一定期間触れていないと、あ、このままじゃやばいってなって自動的にこういう風になるのか。
Right. Is it something that can be reproduced or replicated? I mean,
だからその群れでもともと暮らしてる動物なのかどうかわかんないからあれだけど、例えば社会性がある生き物なんだとしたら寂しいみたいな、そういう心理的なさ、ものがホルモンに影響を与えてこういうことになるのかとか。
This is impossible with human beings, right?
まあ聞いたことないよね、人間では。
Is there any documented case of this other than the Virgin Mary?
しかも Virgin Mary の場合は、
It wasn't asexual.
オスがいたからね。まず、いなかったから。いや、オスが周りにいなかったからなったわけじゃないじゃん。一応婚約してたけど、っていうさ。
Right. And it wasn't...The Virgin Mary didn't give birth to another Virgin Mary.
No.
Yeah, that's a major difference.
男が生まれたしね。
Yeah.
ちょっと違うね。人間はないよね、だって。
But But can you imagine how different our society would be if we did that?
彼氏と別れて4年後に全然出会いもなくて寂しいなと思ってたら自分みたいな女子が生まれてきちゃうみたいな。
It'd be different.
まあでも増殖はすごいことになるよね。人類の増殖が。
My God, there'd be Michael Jackson's forever. Or wait, not Michael Jackson's.
女子じゃないとできないよ。
That's true. I forgot that I'm not included in this match.
Too bad.
Yeah.
だって3匹産んでるからね、これなんて。Mm-hmm. マミがマミを3匹産むってことだよ。
Mm-hmm.
で、そのミニマミが3匹ずつ産んだらさ、もう野良猫並みの増殖になっちゃう。
Mm.
できなくてよかったね、だから人間は。すごいことになっちゃう
もん。I think so. I mean, there's probably a lot of really bad side effects of, you know, to our current arrangement.But, you know, we're so deep in how everything works now. It's kind of hard to imagine what we would think about it otherwise.
まあ相手がいなくても子供が作れるっていうのは便利は便利だけど、この人が言ってるみたいに遺伝子の多様性っていう意味ではプラスではないもんね、確実に。
Well, in our society, it doesn't really matter anymore. You know, The way our genetics mesh up is, it's we're gonna have more and more ways to intervene and facilitate otherwise unsuccessful gene combinations, you know, technologically.
Yeah, but that'll be another issue that we're creating if this was what we can do. Yeah. So
well, that's what we do, create new issues.
One less problem.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the highly technological problems that we have today. We would never have those problems without, you know, having developed the technology in the first place.
Yeah.
Of course.
まあだからクローンを自分の力でできるってことだよね。
Well, yeah. For me, I think the most interesting thing about this is just.If you just try to understand evolution from a really broad perspective, it's this conservation of information thing that just really jumps out at me.
Yeah.
This is idling. She's idling. We're going to idle here. I'm going to make copies of myself and we're going to hang out. You know, in terms of, I mean, it's a great strategy too. Think about it.If there was no males around and the fish just dies, it's over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
絶滅しそうになったとしても、オスが一匹でもいれば、その一人がのメスがすごく長生きしなくても、いつか出会うかもしれないっていう可能性のもとに存在し続けることができるってことだもんね。せめてメスだけでも。
It's weird that we can't.Decide things for our bodies. Like if you were the last human being on Earth, right? Mm. 16 Psyche collides with the planet and everyone's dead. You're the last person left on Earth. But what if you could just decide to reproduce asexually? Or you could just decide, like, you could think things and your biology...would figure it out. It would reprogram, it would re whatever. It's like a biology can do this. We think that you're just kind of what you are and you just hang out. But then we see, you know, caterpillars turn upside down and completely there's a total metamorphosis into a dramatically different being in just a couple of weeks.And this thing can fly. I mean, it has new instructions. It's migrating. It understands airflow. Like, this thing was a caterpillar just a couple weeks ago.
生き物がこう自分の力で種の保存をどこまでできるかっていうことが、その生き物の優劣のポイントになるとしたら、このトラフザメは人間より全然そのポイントは高いよね。
We have history. We write things down. our ability to conserve complexity and increase its the density of connections, and we're the top players in the game of information nature.
Using the technology, yes. Yeah. But like you said, if we get hit by something,
yeah,
we lose all the technology and stuff.
Yeah.
We're done. But these guys are gonna be fine.
It definitely would be a superpower if yeah. someone could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, according to research by Brown University published in the journal Cognition, overall speech rate correlates with lower informational content. In other words, on average, speakers can either provide high informational density or high rate of speech. The study found that while there are differences in individual throughput of information, speakers are quite similar in their individual limitations when adjusting their speech rate in conversation. This suggests that there are throughput limitations for our word choice and use of structures. Additionally, fast speakers were found to use more common words and a less passive voice.
学会誌コグニションに掲載されたブラウン大学の研究で、人は早口になっているとき、その分情報密度が高いわけではなく、むしろ平均して情報密度が少なくなっていることが分かりました。つまり一般的に人は情報密度が高いゆっくりした話し方か、情報密度が少ない早口かの2つの話し方をしていることになります。話の中で情報密度が多いか少ないかはもともと個人差がありますが、早口で話すと情報密度が少ない単語を使ったり統合構造から外れる傾向は一貫していました。さらに早口の時はより一般的な言葉を使い、能動体をより多く使っていました。面白いね。これを見たとき思ったのは、
yeah.
早口なんだけど情報密度がすごく高い人
って
すごく珍しいじゃん。確かに私の中では Russell Brand、Russell Brand しか知らない
hmm.
めちゃくちゃ早口なんだけど情報の密度もものすごい高い。
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what Russell Brand says is highly ambiguous wording. He's not very particular about his vocabulary, but he's talking about concepts that are
so
vague in the first place, so it helps.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would be an example.
あれは自分がやろうと思っても絶対にできないもん。
But it's not a highly distilled version of what he could be saying. Like if you listen to Elon Musk speak, he doesn't speak quickly. But the things he said, I mean, other people would generally say a lot more stuff to try to get to that same point. And the reason why he doesn't have to say very much is because he just knows what's not important enough to say.
本当に頭いい人って大体そうだよね。
Yeah.
普通の人だったら5個ぐらい文章にして説明することをもう一つの文章で的確に言葉に落とし込めるっていう。
Mm-hmm.
それはね、本当に羨ましい。
Yeah. There's just... I pay a lot of attention to that sort of thing, like how much is actually being said here, because when I'm reading books or when I'm watching videos on YouTube or TED Talks, if someone, I don't know how to measure where that threshold is exactly, mm-hmm. but if not enough stuff is being said per second in a concise way, I check out. It doesn't matter what the subject is, I'm just done. Like Deepak Chopra, or like there's certain characters where they're talking, it's like, oh right, come on, I'm like, I'm gonna have an aneurysm here. You know, trying to I'm processing so much fluff,
yeah,
you know, that it can be exhausting. But people like I think Terence McKenna is a great example. Someone who just has an ability with language that's so far beyond average people.
まあまず頭の中にある単語の数が普通の人と違って、
yeah.
より全然多くて、 自分が言わんとしていることを的確に表現する単語を自分の文章で使っている単語の全てでそれができる人ってたまにいるじゃん。本当そういうテレンス・マキャナとか。
Well, Terence McKenna uses every single word with a level of precision that just will give you goosebumps. Like,
and
you can look it up, and just from, you can actually study the way that, that McKenna uses certain words in order to better understand what they mean.
Yeah.
Because he's usually putting it in the context of a metaphor or something. I think a lot of my development in speaking is just from listening to the way he uses words. Like, I've heard pretty much everything he's ever said recorded. And with Elon Musk as well, I've heard there's not a single Elon Musk interview that I haven't seen.
Okay.
I swear. And so, but I think it's important to be proactive with this sort of thing, to find examples, to find people that talk about things that interest you. You know, Elon talks about things that interest me.
It's
there's a marriage between what I'm interested in and the quality of my source of information, where it's just you feel like you're getting your time's worth listening to these people speak.
英語だとね、 verbal diarrhea とか言うじゃん。
Yeah, verbal diarrhea, word salad. There's, yeah.
こう、
it's
ブワーっていっぱい喋ってるけど、全然意味ないとか。まあ日本語だと多分それこそ擬音が多すぎるとかもあるし、ガーッとなってバーッとなってパンとなったのねみたいな。
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of it is the distinction between passive voice and active voice. People who speak more quickly are generally speaking more about themselves or their experience or something. And as a result, they're using a more active voice. And because the subject matter is less abstract, I think it's easier to deliver it at a high rate as well.
そうね。本当にだから少ない言葉で多くのことを言える人で、誰が聞いても誤解がないような精度を持って言葉を選べる人は本当に頭いいんだなと思うし、羨ましい。
Yeah, I like the idea of memes. And so when you're expressing an idea, you're building a meme. And the efficacy of this meme will become apparent to you when you try to communicate it to people. I mean, to the extent that people are receptive to it. I think there's almost a somewhat predetermined aspect of it's almost predetermined when someone comes into contact with a meme or with an idea. You know, the if an idea is good enough, it should win. Because I mean, this story is really the same subject as the shark story, you know, this conservation of information. We'll compete, right? And we'll throw ideas at each other and we'll debate about what the truth is, and then something will end up on Wikipedia, and that will be the form or the information or the organization that is conserved by life in our species.
Right.
And memes work just like that.
Yeah. And this is something that you feel when you're learning a new language. だから英語勉強したばっかりの時は言葉もあんまり知らないから、普通よりもっといっぱい喋らないといけないとか、どの言語でもそうだけど、でその言語に慣れていくとちょっともうちょっとコンサイズに同じことが言えるようになるとか、それを極めるとそういう上手い人たちみたいになれると思う。
And there's no end. No one knows what the limit is. Because you could always be more concise. You could use better language. You could be more articulate. Always. So no one's ever maxed it out. No one's, isn't it weird? We don't even know where the limit is.
そうだね。
Some people had the idea that there's there's a bandwidth limit to speech itself, as a mode of communication. And so what was proposed alternatively is that we would be able to communicate using augmented reality or virtual reality, where rather than words being correlated to a or assigned a sound, that we would assign them something visual. And so essentially what you would get is I could show you, you know, some multifaceted object, and it would be in some way a linguistic object, and by looking at this object you would understand my idea. Now that sounds weird, but what we're doing, writing things down, is weird too.
Yeah.
So there may actually be higher bandwidth modes for communication.
We're doing that with kanji too, janai.
Yeah, well.
It's a symbol, but then if you see it, it contains a lot of meanings and.
Well, think about how meaning has been compressed with the introduction of print. So, as soon as print was introduced, every letter E looks like every other letter E. There was some kind of information embedded in handwritten documents. There's something, the person writing it, there's something expressed in their writing. There's some kind of information there,
yeah.
Whether it's what town they're from or how they were educated or, you know, whether they're left-handed, all of those these weird kind of fringe data was just cut off when we introduced print, because now, you know, we don't spend time thinking about all of that stuff. And then that print culture is kind of what carried us through to this, you know, all of our phones look the same, all of everything looks the same.
そうだね。なんか今言語で思い出したけど、この間センター試験があったじゃん。でセンター試験終わった高校生だよね、だから3年生の子たちから結構メッセージ来てたね。あのバイリンガルニュース聞いてたからセンター試験の英語がめっちゃゆっくりに感じましたみたいなまあそりゃそうだよねって思うけど、みんなお疲れ様でした。受験だった人たち、あでもこれからなのかな、私立とかはまだ終わってないのか。
I really don't know。
センターが一番、あ、え、わかんない、忘れちゃったもう。いや、でもなんか、そうやって中学生の時から聞いてくれてるみたいな子も結構いたし、嬉しいよね。
It's why we do this stuff
ね、
yeah.
うん、いや普段そういう10代のこと話す機会が全然ないから、そういう層にリーチできてるっていうのは嬉しい。
Yeah. Yeah, we're old.
I'm so young.
Yeah. I go back and forth. Sometimes my life is like 40% over.
What?
And sometimes I have a whole lifetime ahead. I mean,
I usually feel young, because I don't see these real young people. でもたまに、あ、自分もそんな若くないんだと思うのは、なんか美容院行った時にアシスタントの女の子がいて二十歳ぐらいなわけよ。だから10個下ぐらい。
Yeah.
で別に年下とか思うわけじゃなく普通に喋ってるんだけど、その子がもうやっぱ美容院ってブラックだから全然帰れなくて、もう夜11時半とかに家着いて料理するのめんどくさいからカップラーメンしか夜食べてないんですよね、太っちゃうって言って、ずっと太っちゃうことを気にしてる時とかに、いや太るとかじゃなくて栄養が心配とか思っちゃった時に、なんか、yeah. Wow, I am 30と思った。
Yeah. What is it like to get old? What does it feel like to be 80? No one's ever really clearly explained it to me. Like, What does it actually feel like? Are you just in pain all the time, or you're like chilling, or are you like 我慢してる? I just have no idea. Or how is your mind working? Is it cloudy? What did you eat for breakfast? Like what do we have in store for us? You know, when we're older, it's hard to tell what's going on. しかも人によって差がすごくない。
小学生の個人の差と、
yeah.
まあ30代も結構差がすごいじゃん。
It's confusing because there's like おじいちゃん climbing Mount Fuji all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes.
まあ人によって差が開き始める。
Yeah. So you see all these old people like doing sports and like climbing yeah. mountains, and it's like, oh, how bad can it be?
なんかその差って、その差って結構20代後半から友達の中でもう開き始めてきたことに気づいた。
うん。
子供2人ぐらいいる子もいるし、全然落ち着いてなくてまだ飲み歩いてる子もいるし、まだ全然若いと思ってる子もいれば、いや私なんてもうおばちゃんだからっていう子もいるしとか。
You kind of get to decide.
You definitely get to decide.
You get to decide, right? I mean, you can decide within like 10 years or so.
Right?
Does your soul get older if you have a soul? Is there some like thing?
What?
Is there some entity that's not necessarily your body that is remaining the same age? Or is everything getting older? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's changing, but I don't know if it's necessarily aging. I mean, it's like more and more experiences are added.
Yeah, it's changing.
Is that aging? Then yes, but...
It is aging, right? Ages.
I don't even know what aging... It's like... Yeah, I don't even know what it means.
We're aging all the... We're aging right now. One...
So, oxidization みたいな意味だったらそれはそうだけど。
Right, breathing causes cancer.
Yeah, so... その年を取るっていうことの定義はどういうアングルかによって違うもんね。
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, where do you start? How do you characterize the whole experience of getting older?
あとさ、付き合ってる人とか結婚した相手の年もにもよらない。そこにちょっと引きずられるっていうかみんな。
10
歳年下の人と付き合ってるとかさ。
人
と10歳年上と付き合ってる人では意識も違う。
It's like the old mouse that was surgically attached to the young mouse.And was rejuvenated.
そうだね。悪い言い方をすればね。
But that's kind of what's... I think that's kind of going on.
Yeah, so that's...
The weird feeling about it is just how relative it is. I mean, you can be 30 and...
Oh yeah,
and
for
then,
sure.
And then you might actually just be a kid. You might just be starting. It's hard to say.
本当それは思う。
Yeah.
ただそのセンター受けてきましたみたいな子からメッセージ来るとあこれから大学なんだと思っていいなと思う。
You like that?
これから大学ってちょっと羨ましくない、
It's
like endless possibilities.
It's still endless.
Yeah, but
possibilities.
But you're literally young.
And it's not as great as it sounds. I remember graduating high school and taking my tests and thinking about college and not knowing what the future was supposed to be like or what I was supposed to do or what I wanted to do or if this girl was going to break up with me or, or if I was, you know, am I going to be okay living by myself?
そうだよね。
There's a lot of anxiety.
そうだね。だから私は子供の時、それこそ高校生とか大学生ですごいストレスあることっていっぱいあるじゃん。やっぱり友人関係もそうだし、学校とか将来のこととか、それをおばあちゃんにそんな若いうちなんてストレスなんてないみたいなこといつも言われてて、その若いうちのストレスなんてストレスに入んないみたいな、それはいつもすごい嫌だった。
いや、
でそれはやっぱりおばあちゃんが間違ってたと思う。今も
If you get older and you know more and you're wiser, how can you possibly be more stressed out, no matter what's happening?
逆にね。
That's what I think.
逆に考えるとね、確かに。
Yeah, if I'm still stressing out about stuff when I'm like 80, like just somebody hit me over the head.
確かに。
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは Android と Mac と iPhone のアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題のプランもやってます。それだとリーディング練習用のエッセイも読めるようになりますのでお試しください。
It's cheaper than coffee.
激安。そう、コーヒー一杯より安い。あとはマイケルが作った LINE のスタンプも売ってるし、それもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
かわいいやつね。あとは Twitter、Instagram、Facebook もやってますのでフォローお願いします。質問は Twitter でしていただけると返しやすいです。
よ、
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。